The dead are walking with us. In large corporations, many employees come to work every day but achieve very little. Bureaucracy and inefficiency have created a group known as the living dead, who are bored with their jobs and contribute little to company progress. 14.6%, the proportion of U.S. workers who frequently visit non-work-related websites during office hours. 8.3 hours, the average weekly time spent by an employee on such website visits. 7.9 million, the count of U.S. workers who access dating sites while at work in 2002. 70%, the share of website traffic that pornographic sites receive between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. 56.3%, the percentage of U.S. workers who send up to 5 personal emails daily. 25 million, the number of sick days falsely claimed by employees in the UK in 2003. 25%, the portion of Europeans who have taken naps at their workplaces. $148 billion, the estimated cost of hangovers to the U.S. economy. Despite significant statistics indicating widespread workplace disengagement, there's little public dialogue about the plight of the living dead, individuals not actively contributing in their jobs. Various factors contribute to this silence. Business authors often fill their books with what seems like lazy, space-filling platitudes and superficial solutions to relatively minor problems. Instead of focusing on solving significant social issues, they appear more interested in self-promotion. Media sensationalize stories about stress and overwork rather than addressing underlying issues. Political debates about workforce exploitation and welfare state impact fail to provide meaningful solutions. Managers may hesitate to acknowledge their failure in motivating employees. Workers have little incentive to disclose their lack of productivity. Market distortion causes inefficiency. The evidence is clear: large companies struggle with inefficiency. Employees who don't directly contribute to profits still receive regular paychecks, which drains resources from the economy. This lack of incentive to innovate slows progress and leaves markets underutilized. The problem stems from the size and structure of these companies. In such organizations, employees often don't see the benefit of challenging the status quo. They can easily avoid taking responsibility in large groups. Studies show that when others are present to share responsibility, individuals feel less motivated to take action. This is why small companies are more dynamic than large ones. In fact, companies with fewer than 500 employees generate over half of the U.S. gross domestic product. Life. Seek meaning and fulfillment. Despite the success of large companies in generating wealth and improving global economic security, there's a paradoxical rise in dissatisfaction among people, with depression rates soaring. Corporate life, often seen as lacking in meaning, adds to workers' anxiety about their purpose in the world. Young individuals, especially, are increasingly disenchanted with the idea of traditional careers in business, with up to 65% worrying about not achieving significant milestones before death. In this era of introspection, many are willing to sacrifice higher earnings for a more fulfilling lifestyle, a trend known as downshifting. This shift is reflected in popular culture, seen in the rise of TV shows focusing on second careers and the growing number of individuals seeking guidance from self-help books and life coaches in their pursuit of a meaningful and purposeful professional life. Shifts in job satisfaction. As people become wealthier and more educated, they find it harder to find fulfillment in corporate jobs. The routine nature of producing or marketing everyday products and services leaves them feeling unfulfilled as they struggle to maintain a false sense of satisfaction. While boredom at work has always been a common feeling, today's workers are less likely to tolerate it. Many companies fail to promote a sense of community among employees, or inspire commitment to the company. However, this dissatisfaction can lead to positive change. It will compel companies to adopt new, flexible approaches to work and life, ushering in a new era of economic productivity. These companies will adapt to the realities of modern life, transforming into dynamic, efficient, and productive entities, succeeding in the capitalist environment of the future. Effectively managing the undead. Another reason many employees feel undervalued and disengaged in their roles is due to poor management by their supervisors. Research shows that employees' commitment to their supervisors directly impacts their performance. Managers who fail to inspire commitment are likely to have unproductive teams, as individuals are more motivated by personal connections than abstract concepts like the company itself. Salary, benefits, or brand reputation cannot match the motivational power of effective leadership. Companies need to prioritize improving the quality of their managers. This involves reevaluating how managers are selected and enhancing the recognition and compensation for talented managers. Unfortunately, many companies merely go through the motions due to a self-delusion of corporate success perpetuated by company leaders. Three main factors contribute to this phenomenon. 1. Corporate leaders often overstate their achievements, attributing success solely to their work ethic or abilities. This overlooks the circumstances behind their success, hindering their ability to teach effective management skills. 2. Furthermore, leaders underestimate the prevalence of poor management practices, worsened by their reluctance to engage with frontline workers. 3. Moreover, leaders often fail to admit mistakes in selecting middle managers, making poor decisions based on misguided reasons like rewarding high performers without considering their managerial potential. Revive the dead. Corporations adopting a new paradigm shift. In the competitive landscape ahead, four factors will redefine large corporations. 1. Acknowledgement of the widespread structural inefficiencies in big companies. 2. Growing dissatisfaction among individual employees who seek more meaning and purpose in their work. 3. Increasing demand for flexible work arrangements. 4. Ongoing technological advancements. The era of ineffective management is coming to an end. Corporate leaders will value capable mid-level managers more, leading to improved status for these positions. The concepts of presenteeism and absenteeism will soon fade away. Working long hours often masks inefficiency in both managers and employees. Companies prioritize physical presence over actual productivity, but this is changing. In the future, managers will focus on task completion rather than mere attendance. With more people working remotely, productivity will take precedence, and lazy workers won't be able to hide behind excessive work hours or office distractions. Other changes are also on the horizon. Gender-balanced work dynamics. Innovating adaptation. Remote work offers better balance for women in managing work and family responsibilities, while diminishing the office culture that favored men's dominance. Companies must reevaluate hiring and evaluation processes to ensure the right fit for each role and prevent stagnation among employees. Simplifying job requirements will encourage individuals to explore new opportunities, facilitating career changes. Organizations will likely restructure, potentially becoming smaller, and emphasizing close collaboration among teams to promote innovation, while outsourcing continues to streamline routine tasks. Not everyone will benefit from these changes. Increased competition will make life tougher for some, while those accustomed to cushy corporate jobs might struggle in more open, fair workplaces. The world will become less predictable, but more innovative and efficient, trading routine for excitement. Formerly uninspired workers will awaken, uncovering their potential and driving up national prosperity. summon Lazarus from death. If you're feeling like you're among the living dead at work, stuck in a soul-sucking corporate job with an employer that feels like a dinosaur, there are strategies you can employ to inject new life into your career. 1. Explore opportunities in smaller companies. Big companies can sometimes bog you down. Try switching to a smaller organization where your boss will push you to excel. 2. Find the right boss. Your manager plays a big role in your career growth. If you're stuck with an uninspiring boss, seek out someone who will help you succeed. 3. Seek signs of a lively work environment. When considering a new job, look for signs of energy and openness. Find out if employees have the freedom to switch roles or work remotely. Vibrant workplaces often encourage open communication and flexibility. Find what you love to do and do it. Alternatively, figure out what you don't enjoy and stop doing it. Focus on and pursue your strengths rather than dwelling on your weaknesses. Key points. 1. Large companies suffer from inefficiency due to employee disengagement, hindering progress. 2. Dissatisfaction with corporate life drives a quest for meaning, seen in downshifting and career introspection. 3. Effective management hinges on personal connections, not just abstract incentives. 4. To revitalize, acknowledge inefficiencies, adopt flexibility, and value competent mid-level managers. 5. Remote work develops gender balance and prompts reevaluation of hiring processes. 6. Smaller companies offer growth opportunities, while finding the right boss is crucial. 7. Seek lively work environments aligned with personal strengths for fulfillment.